You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Yes, everybody, we are close. Yeah, we are close to Cy-Hawk game. It is set for tomorrow at Jack Trice Stadium. Jimmy B and TC right here on the Big Talker, 1700. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. Don't forget, in this hour, we will also open up the phone lines in a little bit, and you'll be able to call in and make your picks an opportunity to win a $25 gift card from our great friends at Draft House 50. Trent, I'm excited. Can you tell?
Yeah, just a little bit, Jimmy B. You're pumped up for this thing. I love this game every single year. And many times we talk about it, but the actual football aspects don't really rev your engine. We know upsets can happen, but you know, nobody can see some of the circumstances that have happened that led to some of the upsets of the past, or on the other side, some of the blowouts that we've seen. Mm-hmm. But in terms of football, in terms of matching these two teams up, X's and O's, strength versus strength, what each team wants to do. Football-wise, this is as good of a matchup as we've had in a long time, and that's why I'm so excited about this game in comparison to some other years that are kind of eh for me.
No, I got you. I understand that perfectly. Yeah, I mean, there are times where the game has been a total mismatch. You and I both agree to that. But at least going into tomorrow, this game has the potential, and we always say that, the potential to be just an absolutely slobber knocker, and that's all that you hope for if you're a college football fan like us.
Yes, you got to get something good. You got to get something like that. That's going to happen here. It's going to be strength on strength. Iowa State with the wide receivers on the outside, they're going to be looking to do things. Does it come down to who controls? I mean, it's an old football adage. It's pretty simple. I'm stating the obvious here. But if Iowa State, they don't have to dominate the line of scrimmage, but if they can play it to a push or maybe just a slightly below that, is that enough for them to win this football game?
It could be. Their skill players are really good. You and I both know that, particularly the wide receivers. They are gifted there. And when we make our picks, I have this being a close game. I really do. And we'll make our picks later in the show before we leave the air. But I think this one's going down to the last couple minutes, Trent. I know some people think that it's going to be a 10 to 18 point win one way or the other. God, I just don't see that. I really don't. I just have this feeling. I don't know if it's going to come down to whoever has the ball last is going to win, but it could. I mean, it has that kind of feeling to it to me. And, look, I don't think we're going to get three overtimes like we did in that one game, but I think that game is what really got me hooked on this series because both teams just played their absolute hearts out. And somebody had to lose that day, and that was unfortunate in three overtimes. But I think that's when I really was sold on why I enjoy this week so much more over just a regular week of college football. Just that's just my feeling on it. You know, so a guy who's going to be busy tomorrow.
Hello there, buddy boy.
Gary Dolphin, the longtime voice of Iowa, joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Dolph, how are you, pal?
You're making me thirsty with that sponsor, Jim. I've been working like a dog all day. I'm ready for one, but hey, great to be on with you guys.
It's great to have you, Gary, as always. Look, we had your counterpart, John Walters, on in the first hour, so we will break down a little of Iowa here, getting ready for the game tomorrow. Offense was struggling, particularly at quarterback, coughed up the ball a few times. First game, understand it. But I thought the defense, Gary, was as suffocating as it possibly could be. Does that same sort of defense, in your estimation, carry into tomorrow's game?
Boy, I hope so, Jimmy. You never know. Obviously, this is a much more balanced offense they're facing tomorrow than last Saturday. Now, granted, they had Wyoming had a top-notch, highly rated quarterback. There's no doubt in my mind he will go in the first round. next spring, you know, as to what pick, that's all based on what needs are for NFL teams. But I have not seen a kid like Josh Allen throw those sideline routes with that kind of authority since Ben Roethlisberger, maybe Andrew Luck. He's that good. But that said, Iowa had a very good scheme, a very good game plan. Now, tomorrow, they're facing receivers far from what Wyoming had. And obviously the key is to get to the quarterback. And, you know, Nate Stanley's he's a newbie. There's no question about it. But people forget sometimes that Jacob Park's got, what, four starts under his belt? And although they've all been very good performances, he's a young guy, too. And, you know, I'm sure the Iowa defensive coaches have been scheming ways to trick Jacob into seeing one thing and then throwing it another. But you're right. I mean, they had held a team without a field goal. And Iowa's had good defenses the last few years. But you got to go back to 2015 to find an opponent that got only 3 points on an Iowa defense. And it starts with Josie Jewell. You know, he's the superintendent there in the middle of the field. And I've harped all spring and summer that those three senior linebackers, not since Kirksey and Hitchens and James Morris, if they had three starting senior linebackers of that quality, they are the catalyst for that defense. The front line's got enough veteran leadership there with Budget and Parker Hesse and others to help the newcomers, but it's in the back end where that front seven needs to, you know, look over the shoulder and help those guys out every opportunity. And of course they get Regumba back tomorrow, you know, Manny's back, and that'll be a big help. But they're going to need all hands on deck against the likes of Lazard and Akeem Butler. But the key is to pressure Jacob into making mistakes, get to the quarterback.
Dolph, great talking with you again. And take us back to that Wyoming game one more time before we look forward to Iowa State. Late in the first half, after the punt, non-punt by Zaleski of Wyoming, sets up Iowa with great field position there. Was Ed Podolak, I mean, was he hopping up and down, seeing a tight end seam route back in that Hawkeye offense?
If he was, he kept it to himself. I mean, he was pretty excited. As you know, Ed was not only a great running back and quarterback, but he's arguably one of the great special teams players in the history of the NFL. He holds several special teams records and playoff games. He also tried his hand at punting at one time. It was the kid panicked. He saw that middle rush coming. And he's a youngster, and he threw the ball forward instead of dropping the ball right down on his toe, and that's what you've got to do. But Iowa got a break, and Ed's been arguing for more counters and misdirection plays, but I think we're seeing, guys, the extreme talent of Noah Fant bubbling over here. He's kind of a hybrid tight end. I mean, he's 6'4", he's 245 pounds, but he runs like a receiver. And there's no doubt he's going to be in the mix tomorrow. But the X factor to me in that passing game will be the young man from Newton. I mean, Nick Easley had four catches, two of which were phenomenal grabs, where he adjusted to the throw. And I suspect that we'll see a much more confident Nate Stanley tomorrow, even though it's on the road in a very hostile environment. I look for him to be settling down much earlier in the game. You can bet in the war room this week they had many discussions with Nate about ball security. Now, some of it, you know, he's at the tail end of those turnovers, but some of it was the offensive line, the pocket collapsing quicker than he anticipated. Some of it, he didn't get rid of the ball when he should have, and the guy knocked the ball loose. A lot of inexperienced mistakes last week. I don't expect I'll see those tomorrow. As you know, if you turn the ball over 3-4 times on the road, you're going to lose 99% of the time.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. Gary Dolphin is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Gary's ready for a cold one. All right, this is my assessment, partner, is that in the game against Wyoming, Stanley only threw it 15 times. If he's forced to throw it over 20 times in this game, is Iowa a winner, or has Iowa State defense done enough to get Iowa uncomfortable?
I would go with the latter. If you see Stanley throw the ball 20 times, then A, he's either having success, or B, Brian Ferentz has decided to open up the play calling more than we expect, or C, Iowa's not running the ball. And the latter one is the most important one. There's no doubt that they want to give the Cyclones a heavy dose of Akram Wadley and James Butler. The offensive line is as far as I know, they'll be back intact. They'll have James Daniels back at center, and Boone Myers played maybe half the game last week because of that tender shoulder, but the young man from up the road at Webster City is so important to the Hawkeyes. Now, whether or not Boone is at left tackle or inside at guard where he doesn't have to extend those arms and put some pressure on that left shoulder, we'll have to wait and see. I will tell you that that young redshirt freshman, Alaric Jackson, he's an all-Big Tenner waiting in waiting. I mean, he's 6'5", 305, and he's got a lot of baby fat on him, and he they really think he's going to be a great one, maybe the next a great left tackle in Iowa football. So I think they're okay there. So that means a lot of middle runs with Butler, a lot of juke and jive with Akram, get the tight ends involved early, and then with Easley, and hopefully these young freshmen, Amir Marcet, and you know, we didn't see Brandon Smith last week. Maybe we see him tomorrow. If we do, it won't be a lot because that's too much pressure to put on a kid like that who hasn't played yet on the road in this environment. But I really think, Jim, you're going to see a lot of ground and pound early, and if it's successful, you'll see it often.
Dolph, you've been part of this series for a very long time, and over the last 18 years, it's been split right down the middle. What does this series mean to you? You're from the Quad Cities over there, Dubuque for a long time before that, so a little bit different than what we have here in Central Iowa. When you look at this series year after year, Iowa, Iowa State, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I love it, first off. You know, I don't want to say I'm getting old, but I was on the first televised telecast team that 1977 game. We cobbled together television stations in Sioux City, Des Moines, Quad Cities, Dubuque, and Cedar Rapids. Maybe Atumwa was in there. I can't remember. We had four or five, six stations, and Tom Cornelis, a longtime sports anchor over in the Quad Cities, and I were kind of doing the analyst and play-by-play. We had, I can't remember who from Des Moines. We had somebody from Des Moines down on the sidelines. We had a guy from Sioux City. So that's the first thing I remember, that 1977 and 78 game. But I remember all the great names in Iowa and Iowa State football, you know, from, you know, Doug Benscoter and Tom Rusk and Bob Cummings Jr. to Dwayne Crutchfield, and what a bruising back he was for the Cyclones, and right on through present day. And you know, the Hawks had pretty well dominated series. Not pretty well. They dominated for the better part of 15 years when Hayden had that big run from 83 to 98. And then Dan McCarney came along and won five in a row, and then Kirk won four of five. And so I think it's a healthier series because, as you say, Trent, it's split right down the middle of the last 20 years. But what I love about this game is all the peripheral stuff. I mean, we're an agricultural-based state. So from farmers to city slickers, the state just grinds to a halt, whether it's in Iowa City or in Ames. And everybody listens, everybody watches, everybody tailgates, everybody's involved, whether you're the casual football fan who wouldn't know an end around from a flea flicker, or you're a passionate student body or a passionate fan that has had season tickets forever and ever and ever at either institution. And yeah, I really like what Matt Campbell's doing. I mean, he knows when he came in last year that it was going to be a buildup from the ground northward. And I think he's ahead of schedule, particularly with Park entering where he has, affording the move of Joel Lanning to middle linebacker. I think that's made the defense better. He's paid attention, coach has, to upgrading the defensive line. So it's a much better Iowa State team than the one the Hawks whipped pretty good over at Kinnick a year ago. But I just like it for how there's always interest from Sioux City to Burlington and you know, Omaha to Decorah from this thing, because we've all got some skin in this game when Iowa and Iowa State play.
It's my favorite week, Gary. Always has been ever since I moved to the state. It's always my favorite week. All right, we'll let you run then on this one. I'm not going to put you on the spot here and make a pick since you're the home broadcaster. But in your estimation, and I asked this of John Walters as well, in your estimation, Iowa has to feel pretty good going into this game, even though it's a hostile environment, as you mentioned, at Jack Price.
Yeah, and that's why I think you don't see anything fancy typically out of Iowa's defense. Norm Parker was always of the mindset, look, I don't care if you got 6'10" receivers I'm not going to let you beat me over the top. I'm going to keep the game in front of me. We're going to make you drive the field. And the longer the drive lasts, and, you know, we always get giddy about 12, 13-play drives if they end up in touchdowns. But Iowa's mantra has always been plus turnover, whether it's 10, 11, or 12 at the end of the year. And I'm sure Phil Parker is feeling the same way. I'm not saying he's not going to bring a blitz on occasion. He'll certainly blitz more than Norm Parker did, because Norm didn't blitz at all. But I think with this defense and what they saw last week, I think they feel confident in playing it straight up, get some pressure on Jacob on occasion, keep him inside, make him maybe throw the football where he doesn't want to if they can get some pressure, particularly up the middle with Budgeta. And that's why I think you'll see the young Epinesa lad in there maybe a few more snaps than what you saw last week, because, you know, he's built to rush the quarterback. And again, I keep coming back to those three senior linebackers, guys. It's Jewell, it's Neiman, it's Bauer. They're so cerebral, as well as wonderful football players. And they can all run. And that really covers up a lot of mistakes. And on the flip side, if the Hawks watch those first two or three series, if they get running the ball early, then I like Iowa's chances.
Dolph, sounds like you're a little thirsty. We'll let you go, okay?
Yeah, I know there's a couple good spots in Central Iowa. I'm going to go check them out, see what Podolak's up to, and we'll get to bed early tonight and look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, guys.
Sounds great, Dolph. Appreciate it. We'll be listening tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
All right, Trent. See you, Jimmy.
All right, man. Thanks, Gary.
Oh, man. Love
that's great stuff.
With
headed
Dolph.
Out. Headed out with Podolak. Oh, my God.
The stories.
That'll be dangerous.
The stories. The stories. Well, Jimmy B, we got some stories to tell of our own. We got to make our picks later on this hour. But before that, we got to get three more qualifiers to win $25 to Draft House 50. All you have to do, call in right now at 264-1700. Make your picks against the spread, and we'll get three people lined up. If you walk away with the best record, you get $25 to Draft House 50. We'll take three qualifiers right now, 515-264-1700. Dial it up, and we'll get people lined up with the big games of the weekend, Mr. Brinson.
I'm ready, pal. Let's go right now. 264-1700. We're coming right back.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties.
Home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We go till 6 o'clock. Don't forget, 7 tonight, Trent's going to be very, very busy. He's got the big high school game, Dowling and Valley, tonight. You can hear it all right here on 1700. The phone lines have lit up. We've got callers on the line. Trent, let's go.
264-1700, your chance to win $25 to Draft House 50. All you have to do is pick some games against the point spread, and we kick things off here with Ronnie. He's ready to roll. What's up, Ronnie?
Not too much.
All right, let's get going here, and let's kick things off with Iowa State. The Cyclones, a three-point underdog. Who do you have?
Iowa.
Easy enough on that one. Game number two, Oklahoma. They are going up against Ohio State. The Buckeyes favored by 7.
Buckeyes.
Third game on the slate, it's Georgia at Notre Dame. Georgia getting 5.5.
Notre Dame.
Indeed. To the NFL we go. Atlanta, a 6.5-point favorite in Chicago against the Bears.
Give me the Bears.
The Bears, good work. And we finish up. Seattle's at Green Bay. The Seahawks are getting 3 points.
I'll take the Seahawks.
All right, and our tiebreaker, if it gets to that, Ronnie, is going to be the total points scored in the Iowa State game.
I'm going to go 48.
48, right at the number. It's as easy as that. Ronnie is in. Jimmy B, 264-1700. You can jump aboard as well. Let's go next, line number two. We got Greg on the line with us. Greg, what do you have?
I pick Valley.
Valley.
Good call, Greg.
Valley. Going with Valley tonight. All right. Well, that's not part of our picks here, but we do got five other games for you, including Iowa State to kick things off. Hawkeyes and Cyclones. Who do you have?
Oh, My heart says the Cyclones, but my head says the Hawks, so I'll take Iowa.
Going with Iowa, laying the 3. Ohio State, they're laying 7 points against Oklahoma.
I'll take the points. Give me OU.
Going with the Sooners. All right, Notre Dame laying 5.5 at home against Georgia.
Give me Georgia.
Georgia and a couple NFL. Jimmy B, you finish up with the NFL picks here.
You got it. It is the Bears getting 6.5 at home, Greg, against Atlanta. Where are you going?
Sorry, Trent. I'll take the Falcons.
Going to take the ATL, okay?
Yep.
And the last game is Seattle and Green Bay, and the Seahawks +3 at Green Bay.
Oh, give me the Seahawks.
Okay. And then for total points on the Seahawks game, we'll use that as the tiebreaker, just in case, Greg. What do you got total points?
Give me 38.
38. You went real low. Low-scoring affair. Greg, thank you. I like that pick, though, for that high school game. That was good.
Greg helping us out. We got one more qualifier here. We do 3 an hour every Friday. And next up is Isaac. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Let's get into it here. Iowa, Iowa State. The Hawkeyes favored by 3.
So with Iowa State.
ISU. Oklahoma. They're getting 7 in Columbus against the Bucks.
Go with the Bucks.
All right. Notre Dame, they are laying 5.5 against Georgia.
Go with Notre Dame.
We go to the NFL. Atlanta, they're a 6.5-point favorite against the Bears in Chicago.
Let's go with Atlanta.
And Seattle getting 3 points in Green Bay.
We'll take Green Bay.
And to finish things up, total points for our tiebreaker, Iowa, Iowa State.
Let's go 54.
54.
Go Clones.
The number. All right, Isaac, we got you in. Hey, quickly, Jimmy B. Greg, what was his NFL picks?
His NFL picks, he took Atlanta,
and
he took Seattle.
All right.
And his total points, he went low. He went 38.
38. I heard that one. So we're set. We're good to go. We got everybody in here. Everybody is ready for football. And, well, that means we got to make our picks. We got Nick from Draft House 50 stopping by, going to be talking about that great event out at Tipsy Crow that is happening. We'll get into that with Nick. And then, Jimmy B, you and I are going to make our picks. All right?
Let's go for it, pal. We're coming right back, everybody. You can always find us all the way till 6 o'clock on the Big Talker 1700.
Your home and away voice for UNI football, 1700 KBGG.
That time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
All right, welcome back. Trent Condon with you once again. We got Nick from Draft House 50, Tipsy Crow Tavern, in here right now. We already have our League of Champions in the books, Nick. We had our draft on Wednesday night out of Draft House 50. It was a lot of fun. Always is. Always love just talking football with the guys.
Beer and football.
Beer and football.
Beer and football.
Well, that's kind of what you guys are out
that's
about.
That's what we do.
At Draft House 50. But your newest entry into the foray of taverns, Tipsy Crow Tavern, downtown Des Moines on 3rd Street. A huge open-air concept. Looks like weather's going to be pretty decent on Saturday.
Yeah.
And, well, if you're looking for a place to watch the Iowa-Iowa State game, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to find anything more fun than what you guys are coming up with at Tipsy Crow.
Right. We're going to do a 18-foot Jumbotron.
18 feet.
18 feet.
All right.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to get in there, but we're going to get it in there.
Okay. You better have that figured out.
Right. We're going to have $1 Bloody Marys for the first 500 people in the door.
All right.
So you got to get there early.
Yeah.
Nine o'clock we open. I would say be there at 9 o'clock. The game starts at 11.
Yes.
Why not start early? Who cares?
Do a little pregame. Yeah. Absolutely. Get your seat. Get your spot. Figure out where you're going to be. Set up shop for the day.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have the Jumbotron. Not only do we have that, we have 20 TVs.
Okay.
You know, all over the place. Plus a 90-inch big screen TV over the DJ booth that'll have the game on. So,
wow.
I mean, if you need a spot to watch the game, we got you.
You are covered. Tipsy Crow. So you guys are downtown. Tell us a little bit about Tipsy Crow Tavern. A little bit different concept than what we've known about with Draft House 50 over the last couple of years. T- Tell us a little bit about that. I know you guys have a lot of big events, a lot of musical acts that come there. You're also encompassing, obviously, the football. But overall, Tipsy Crow Tavern, what you guys are working to do.
Yeah, it's a 14,000-square-foot open-air patio restaurant. It's event-driven. We do have a full menu, full bar. We have actually three bars.
Three bars.
A huge, beautiful stage. Yeah, and we just, I mean, we get it done. We party. It's a lot of fun down there. I mean, you can go down there at any point during the day, and the music's on, the doors are open, the lights are on. I mean, it's a really cool little atmosphere down there.
Yeah, it's an awesome spot, a huge place, too. You guys, it looks completely different for people that have been there in the past, backside of Hessen House, and you know, if you're imagining back what it was before, this is completely different.
Completely different. Spent a year on the remodel, and you wouldn't even recognize the space. I mean, honestly, I couldn't even tell you what it looked like before, and I was there the whole year. So,
right.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Tipsy Crow Tavern, 3rd Street downtown. Stop on out there. First 500 people, you get in the door, you get a dollar Bloody Mary to get your day started, and other great specials. You guys are going to have food. Your grill master will be working. You'll have the burgers, the brats happening. People getting there early, breakfast burritos, breakfast tacos, that'll be happening too. And $4 Stella Tallboys.
$4 Stella Tallboys.
All day.
All day.
As supply. Yep. As long as supplies last.
Until we run out. So.
How many are you going to, I mean, how many do you order for something like
a
that?
A lot.
Just.
A lot.
Just keep them coming.
Yeah, just keep them coming.
As many as you can give us, let's bring them in. I think there's a lot of people going to be jumping on board for that one. Tipsy Crow downtown, Iowa State Game Watch, 9 a.m. They open on Saturday morning. Oh, that is going to be outstanding. All right, let's look at this game, Iowa State. So you got the Cyclones come in, certainly confident after a little bit shaky start. Offense a bit slow early on. They get the two pick sixes and then run away from you and I from there. Iowa comes in probably confident as well. They get it done against what many people consider a first-round talent at the quarterback position. So two teams that go in there. Nate Stanley's making his first career start now on the road. And you go back. Now, C.J. Beathard had a little more experience than Stanley did, but it was ugly early on. In that game 2 years ago in Ames, before Beathard went out, made those two ridiculous runs, and really turned the tide of that football game. Does Nate Stanley have that in him? If they're backed up, they're down a couple of scores, can Stanley make a couple of plays to bring him back?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah, I think so.
He's got a big arm.
He's got a big arm. I mean, he can make the plays downfield. It's just we got to open it up. We got to run the ball, and then make the big play.
Make the play.
Classic
action.
Iowa football.
Yes, Ken O'Keefe is back up there. old school Iowa football. Again, it's nothing that is a thing of beauty. It's not watching an air raid, chucking it all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's not a team that's going to snap at 85, 90 times a game. That's not who they are. But, you know, I try to explain this to Jimmy B a lot. Because he's like, well, it's going to look the same. And I try to explain to him, the Iowa offense looked completely different under Ken O'Keefe than it did under Greg Davis.
Right.
Yeah, there's small nuances. And then I make fun of Brinson and tell him he doesn't know football if he can't see the difference. but it is small little things. But instead of the wide receivers and everything going out wide, it's plays down the field a little bit more, and you're taking shots in the middle of the field, something that basically disappeared. And we talked when we were talking earlier this week about that play to Fant right at the end of the first half. Just a simple seam route. He gets a one-on-one matchup, no safety help over the top, and Fant is a ridiculous athlete. He beats the linebacker. It's an easy six. Those are the things that weren't around in the Greg Davis offense. It never worked, the marriage between Iowa's running game, which will never change. That'll always be the same.
Right.
That's the bread and butter. It's going to be zone read concepts. That's what they're going to do. Zone blocking up front. That's Iowa football. But the passing game looks different already to me. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, deep crossing routes, little things. And Brian Ferentz certainly gets a passing grade for game number one. And doing it with the mixing of the offensive line, that's the part. But we're going to find out this week how healthy that offensive line is. They need to be up, ready to go. You told us earlier in the week, Iowa's got a score to win this football game.
Yeah, my number's still 28.
28.
28. That's the team that scores 28 first
wins
the game.
First to 28 wins.
Yeah. I mean, Stanley's have to get it done early. He's got to silence the crowd. It's always crazy in Ames for the Iowa State game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great place to go watch a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets rowdy up there.
It does.
So if he gets rattled early, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if we go down, maybe we can't come back. But I have faith in the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see a lot of what happened last week. lot of pressure.
Park maybe forcing a couple of things.
Yep.
All right, let's do this. Let's come up with the scenarios that both sides really want to see. For Iowa, Stanley, for the moment, not to be too big for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthy, and they're able to do that offensively. Defensively, force a couple of interceptions, force whatever it may be, but just make it uncomfortable for Park.
Right.
And I think those are all realistic goals for Iowa. For Iowa State, their goals are going to be make it tough on Stanley right away. I think you're going to see them disguising coverages, bringing blitzes, doing different things that a young quarterback hasn't seen a whole lot, and make that pressure to him right away.
Right.
I mean, they're going to step up, and they're going to walk Cotton Moya down into the box, and they're going to say, throw it over top of us.
But you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Because he's still a Division I Big Ten quarterback.
Yeah.
And the kid can sling it. So
that's your hope.
That's my hope.
That's
yeah.
your hope.
Yeah.
Will Iowa State be able to run the football against Iowa?
They have in the past.
They have. After what, I've said this a lot throughout the summer, what Tom Manning did with that offensive line last year, you know, they had three guys that were fifth-year seniors, never really played in their career.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned them by the middle of the year into a pretty good offensive line. If he can do that with this group, the group that he has now is younger, more inexperienced, but has a lot of talent there.
Yeah.
Offensive line, I think they're going to be fine. That, I mean, you talk about a matchup, though. That Iowa State offense against the front seven of Iowa, Joshua Jackson looked ridiculously good. He made a couple beautiful plays against Allen. You got Manny Rugumba now coming back to play cornerback. The pieces are there on both sides. I think this is going to be a fun matchup.
It'll be a fun game to watch. I mean, it'll be exciting. A lot of points.
Good talking to you again, Nick. We will continue doing this throughout the football season. Always love talking with you. One other thing I wanted to mention, you guys, the watch party starting at 9 a.m. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Prince cover band coming into Tipsy Krill.
Yep. Chase and Ovation, the nation's only and number one Prince cover band. They sell out everywhere. They're mm-hmm. from Minnesota.
Okay.
And from what I've seen, they're just amazing. I mean, it's literally like you can't even tell the difference. The guy looks identical to Prince.
Really?
It's unreal.
But well, I've seen plenty of cover bands in my time. And a lot of times, yeah, somebody, you know, they'll try to do the, and I always get a kick out of the ones that just don't care.
Right.
And aren't even close, and they just sell the hell with it. I'm just me. I can kind of sing like the guy. That's it. But this guy. He's
lives
to
it.
A tee.
Yeah, he lives it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's great. So it'll be an amazing show. We have tickets on sale, $10 pre-show
mm-hmm.
at all of our locations, both draft houses and at Tipsy Krill.
All right.
And then $15 the day of.
Okay.
And it will be sold out. So get in, get your tickets, get there early, get your tickets, whatever you have to do, but get your tickets.
That sounds awesome. Looking forward to it. A huge Saturday out at Tipsy Krill Tavern with Nick and the crew there. Stop on out, 9 a.m. Things get started. They'll open the doors and get that dollar Bloody Mary to get things kicked off. Nick, good talking with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, Jimmy B, that is going to be a fun time. Tipsy Krill, it all begins again tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. The first 500 people in get a dollar Bloody Mary. $1 for a Bloody Mary, Jimmy B. That's a price even you can afford.
I have that in my wallet as we speak. I mean, I could do that right now. Of course, that's all I have in the wallet, but I could do one of those right now, Trent.
So we've had our picks from our contestants throughout the day playing for a gift certificate to Draft House 50. Also, Jimmy B, well, we got to make our picks, so let's do that right now. Let's get into it, and let's start with the game that we've been breaking down all week long, Iowa-Iowa State, the Cy-Hawk game, the big game, whatever you want to call it. It is upon us tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Jim Brinson, in the preseason, you were going with Iowa State. Have you moved off that, or are you taking the Cyclones?
I have not moved off of that, Trent. I'm going to take the 3 points and just let the chips fall where they may. One of the things that I find real interesting in this game will be how Iowa State plays defense. Look, we know they're going to stack the box and force Nate Stanley to try to beat them with the pass. But I don't think a lot of people have paid that close attention to the defensive backfield of Iowa State. You and I have. The key will be, can their defenders pretty much go man-to-man coverage when they try to stack the box? And if the last game against Wyoming, Stanley threw it only 15 times.
Trent, it's my belief that if he has to throw it 20 or more, Iowa State is going to win this game. So I am going to take the 3 points, and I will select the Cyclones to win this game tomorrow.
So you're going with Iowa State outright. You're going to grab the three that comes along with the pick. Jim, you know, it's funny. I heard some people talking, you know, how you would rate Brian Ferentz's first game as offensive coordinator. Nate Stanley struggled early on, came back, tried some different things early on. Let's slow down, though. They only had 263 yards of total offense against Wyoming. Let's not make this guy out to be the next great play caller in college football. We got to slow down here a little bit. I believe Nate Stanley is going to struggle in this football game. I think the environment's going to be too big for him. I think that Iowa State gets this done. They get it done semi-easily. I'm going Cyclones double digits, 27-17. Ooh. Give me Iowa State outright. I'll grab the three happily in this one. Too much on the outside. Maybe they'll struggle more than some people expect offensively, but I just think this is too big for Nate Stanley. That's the route I'm going. Give me the clones to get it done. Let's jump over to our other games, Jim. The big national game of the weekend, of course, is Ohio State hosting Oklahoma. We saw this one a year ago. It was all Buckeyes from the get-go down in Norman. Is it a repeat performance for the Buckeyes, or do you give the Sooners a shot?
I give the Sooners a chance. I like the 7 points in this game for Oklahoma, but they lost a lot. They lost their running backs, Mixon and P. Ryan. And as much as I like watching Baker Mayfield play the quarterback for the Sooners, I don't know if he can do it on his own, Trent. That's what I find problematic. The one thing, however, that stands out to me in this game is the availability of making yards, throwing the ball, and passing effectively. Indiana had great success against Ohio State's defense for the first two and a half quarters passing the football. They really did. And they went with that quicker offensive sets, and that seemed to work for them. Wouldn't shock me if Oklahoma took a page from the Hoosiers, came out, went a little faster than they normally do, try to change speeds a little bit with their offensive sets, and try to catch the Buckeyes off guard a little bit. So I am going to take the Sooners plus the 7 in this matchup at the Horseshoe.
I'm with you on Oklahoma. We're agreeing on our first two picks. Usually that is not the case, but we're going the same here. I like Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma outright to get it done against Ohio State. I'm going with two outright winners with the underdogs in the first two games. We go to game number 3 of the college slate that we have here with our pick 'em presented by Draft House 50. Jimmy B, I am not taking the dog in this one. I'm not taking the dogs in this one. Georgia Notre Dame, I love this. This is the first time since the 1960s that Georgia's playing a football game north of the Mason-Dixon line. Jimmy B, that's going back in your territory.
Well, you're right, as a matter of fact. Look, that's unbelievable that you came up with that stat. That is mind-boggling. Just because of that and the way that you referenced it, I don't think Georgia has a snowball's chance in hell. I really don't. And if we're going to agree here on 3 in a row, then so be it. But I certainly do like Notre Dame, and I like them covering as well.
To the NFL we go with our picks, our 5 against the number. We go to Chicago. The Bears, a 6.5-point underdog against Atlanta. This is a fade pick against the Falcons, defending NFC champions. But we know what happens. Teams that lose in the Super Bowl, the hangover the next year. It continues. They're playing outdoors. They're playing on grass. The Bears front 7 should be pretty good this year. Give me the Bears getting nearly a touchdown against Atlanta at home.
Remember what I told you yesterday when I went outright with Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
You have to play in the moment. In professional and top college sports, you don't play from last year. You don't play 3 games down the road. You have to play in that particular moment. I think Matty Ice and company has way too much for the Bears. They won't be able to keep up and put points on the board like Atlanta will. I am going to take Atlanta and I believe the Falcons will win by at least 10.
All right, no surprise on that one. What do you got our last game? It's the Seahawks and the Packers. Late afternoon matchup. This is what you expect out of these late afternoon games. The Packers, a 3-point home favorite against Seattle.
This is a difficult one for me because I think Seattle's really good. I really do. And I know the word on the street, so to speak, is, well, they got struggles with the offensive line. Well, you got one of the best evaders of pass rush as your quarterback in Russell Wilson. Not only that, Trent, you've seen him enough. He throws the ball really well on the move. It's like a clone of Aaron Rodgers, only not quite as tall, although Rodgers is not like 6'6". But I'm really struggling with this. I know I should be taking Green Bay at home. I know I should. But for some reason, and the weather's not an issue, they're not going to be playing in -2. I think Seattle hangs in this game. So I'm going to take the Seahawks, and I'm going to take the 3 points that they're going to get.
I'm on the Packers side on this one. I think they get it done. You mentioned those offensive line struggles, including the loss of George Fant, their left tackle, former basketball player with Western Kentucky. I think that's also a piece that I'm going to dive into there. So give me the Packers getting the 3. So we disagree on the 2 pro games. We agree on the 3 college games. Jimmy B, with that, well, we are done for the week. Well, you're done for the week. I got high school football coming up here in about an hour. Dowling Catholic in the West Des Moines Valley. You going to make the short trek over, or are you just going to sit home and listen to me?
No, I'll probably listen to you, but I am going to roll in and watch a little bit of this game. Then I got to get to a refreshment stand so that I can pay attention to Oklahoma State, too. I want to watch some of that contest, and they're playing tonight. But, yes, Trent, I will listen, and I will make a guest appearance in the stadium.
Oh, no, that is scary stuff. Hey, a little heads up to everybody over there, Steeler Jim and the rest of the security crew. Don't even let Brinson in. It'll be bad news for you. Coming up at 7 o'clock, West Des Moines Valley, Dowling Catholic, play-by-play action with our Central Iowa Game of the Week. Jimmy B, enjoy it. Enjoy the Iowa-Iowa State game. Hopefully we get a good one on Saturday, tomorrow morning at 11.
I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I can't wait for it. The hype on this game has been great all week. Trent, as you well know, it's my favorite week in the state of Iowa. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.